Good morning and welcome to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke. And as we count down the birth of our Lord, of our Savior, this morning's episode of Catholic Education Plus is sure to fill your hearts. And we are talking with members of the St. Lucie Auxiliary to the Blind. We'll be sharing what they do and who they serve in this extraordinary, wonderful program that the young girls who have been inspired to serve as the auxiliary. It's truly an example of the hands and the feet of Jesus in action in our community, in our students, and also in our schools. And before we get started, I want to give a big thank to our generous sponsors of Catholic Education Plus here on KDK, Sam and Judy Spanos, and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. Our Superintendent of Catholic Schools, Michelle Pudillo, is here with us in studio. She'll be here with us for the second segment. We're also joined by the President of the St. Lucie's Auxiliary, Radora Nothling. Good morning, Radora, and welcome to Catholic Education Plus.
Good morning.
And in our second segment, we're thrilled to have two students who will be with us on the second segment, Kate Leland, who is from Oakland Catholic High School, and Ella Wayland from Bishop Canavan High School. And for those who are not familiar with the St. Lucie's Auxiliary to the Blind, Radora, would you please give us some background on this very special service organization, its history, and the significance that you serve for the Blind and Vision Rehabilitation Services of Pittsburgh.
Well, thank you for having us today and giving us the opportunity to share how we try to bring light into our community. The Medallion Ball has become a well-known event here in Pittsburgh and a special tradition for so many. It is an honor to be a part of this legacy, and I am grateful for all the women who serve alongside me and for those who have fulfilled this tradition before us. In 1957, St. Lucie's Auxiliary to the Blind was founded. This all-female organization engages and sponsors projects and activities that ultimately benefit and give assistance to the blind and visually impaired of Pittsburgh. Today, we support BVRS. We have a two-part mission. One, to encourage and inspire a lifetime commitment of volunteer service in young women, while two, raising funds for the visually impaired. Therefore, in 1964, 60 years ago, members of St. Lucie's Auxiliary, including Anne Freivogel Hanna and Susanna McGraw Freivogel, our first ball chairs, came together, wanting to create a way to inspire young women. They approached the Bishop of Pittsburgh. At that time, it was Bishop John J. Wright. And after gaining his approval and support, the Medallion Ball was created. And now it is held annually on the Friday after Thanksgiving. The Medallion Ball recognizes young women with the Joan of Arc Medallion. We recognize young women who have made valuable contributions to their community through their unselfish efforts in performing 150 volunteer hours in 3 years, between their end of their eighth grade year to the end of her junior year in high school.
And so how did you get involved with the St. Lucie's Guild?
Well, each member has a story of how she got involved or was introduced and joined St. Lucie's. They're terrific stories involving many Pittsburgh families. My story, I'll be honest, I don't remember life without St. Lucie's. Fridays after Thanksgiving, they were for the Medallion Ball. See, the St. Lucie's Auxiliary members who were creative and servant leaders, the first ball chair and co-chair, were my great aunt and paternal grandmother. They also involved many of their friends because, as we know, all know, many hands make light work. Another friend they called upon was Radora Jacob Donahue, my maternal grandmother. My mother, my aunts, my cousins, sisters, and now my niece were all medallion young ladies. We're part of a tradition. We all served in various ways throughout the year supporting the organization. When we were young, I can remember walking around the dining room table after school, stuffing envelopes and helping with mailings. I remember being in the basement and helping assemble flower arrangements. And eventually, we were asked to serve in more of a leadership role.
So you basically, literally, you grew up with this. It's a family thing. It's in your blood, right?
It's in my blood. It's always been a part of who we are.
And I know that it's always the day after Thanksgiving on that Friday. And, of course, the Post-Gazette, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, always has a nice display article usually on that weekend after Thanksgiving about the ball, and always gets great media coverage. It's always on TV, and tremendous work. And just to see all the wonderful volunteer hours that the girls do and all the different agencies and volunteer things. That's just incredible how that all develops. So I credit your family to keep that ball rolling and the history of that. Now, I want to give our listeners a little background. St. Lucie was a virgin and martyr from Italy whose feast is celebrated yearly on December 13th. And Lucie consecrated herself to God and made vows to donate her worldly goods and service to the poor. And when she refused to an arranged marriage, she was tortured, killed. That's why she's called a martyr, and her eyes were torn out. However, when her body was prepared for burial, her eyes had been miraculously restored, giving meaning to the name Light, or Lucid. That's what Lucie means, light. And she became the patron saint of those with vision impairments. In Medora, this inspiration must be a true guiding light for the St. Lucie's auxiliary, including the medallion balls and getting these young ladies involved to follow as an example. You tell us more about the medallion balls, which serve to highlight and celebrate the great work of the girls who dedicate so much time to benefit the blind and rehabilitation services of Pittsburgh.
So this was our 60th ball this past Thanksgiving. So since 1964, over 5,500 young women have volunteered over 1.5 million hours of service across the Pittsburgh region and beyond. The auxiliary has contributed over $4.5 million to organizations that support the blind and the visually impaired who live in our community. This vision was embraced by our mothers who encouraged their daughters, and as years passed, daughters who continue to encourage more daughters. And now we're an organization of grandmothers, mothers, daughters, aunts, granddaughters, great-granddaughters, and I'm going to keep going, sisters, friends, cousins, neighbors. And you asked about the ball. So we come together and we plan this magnificent evening of celebrating. As my grandmother, Radora Donahue, once said, the ball is the cherry on top of a very good decision. The good decision being developing a program that focuses on service and raising funds for the visually impaired. With service-oriented values, the ball is a culmination of time, treasures, talent, heart, compassion, and a fundraising tool for the amazing work of the auxiliary. The evening is magical. It's a formal night where the young ladies wear floor white length dresses, white gloves, and the gentlemen don their best tuxedos. The young lady walks across the stage and receives a congratulations and the Joan of Arc medallion from the Bishop of Pittsburgh. Then she joins her escorts, walks through the ballroom, and after all of the young ladies receive their medallion, the bishop shares his remarks. Finally, the presentation concludes with a waltz. It's a special and memorable evening celebrating young women who have made a significant commitment to their communities by volunteering and sharing their smiles.
Now, how many awardees are there yearly? Is it the same every year, or is it just
not the same every year? This year we had 95, and we've had upwards of 138.
So it just depends.
Just depends on how many young girls stay with the program for the 4 years.
That's incredible. And then, how do they start getting into the program at the beginning?
I am really excited for you to meet some of these girls that have been in this program and to hear about the experiences, because they are what inspire and motivate me to do this job. And how does a young lady get involved in St. Lucie's and attend the ball? It's a 3-year program. Their moms become members of St. Lucie's, and the young ladies at the end of their 8th grade year become what we call a junior medallion. And throughout their 3 years, the girls may volunteer at a place of their choosing and can volunteer at various places during their 3 years. Something new we started this year is pop-up volunteer days. And my favorite one that we did occurred at BVRS. And this is where the young ladies get to volunteer alongside those who are visually impaired. Also, they participate in the daily activities blindfolded, creating a better understanding of what it's like to be blind and how to support those who are blind with verbal cues. This year, we made peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. It was great fun seeing the girls really develop empathy and understanding. BVRS, I just would like to share, is an incredible resource for our region for those who become blind later in life. If you're curious about our relationship with the bishop, we are blessed to have the bishop's support through prayer, and he joins us twice a year at the bishop's tea where the young ladies meet him, and then again at the evening of the ball.
Okay, so it's a year. There's some connection throughout the whole year, not just show up at the ball and
no, he gets
have
to
a
meet
party.
The young ladies.
Okay.
He does pictures with them. We highlight them in terms of neighborhoods or schools. He gets a moment to talk with them, to thank them. And I think it's a really nice moment for them to see how much their bishop appreciates what they're doing, bringing the gospel message to our community.
Absolutely. And I think especially during the high school years, it's such a pivotal time for the young girl as she's maturing and learning and growing academically, plus also spiritually, to have the volunteerism hours and service. I think that's very important. Would you agree?
Absolutely. You know? It's a program that's necessary in Pittsburgh. It's an opportunity for moms and daughters to take this high school time and to recognize this whole spiritual being and sharing themselves with their community. Their smiles, they bring joy.
Absolutely. That's what it's all about, especially during the holiday season. Years too. So, well, I'm really anxious to have Ella Whalen and Kate Leland to join us,
yes.
Our two students. They'll be in the second segment. They're here with us in studio, and also Michelle Peduto, our superintendent of Catholic schools. So, we're going to take a break. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio. And welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke. And before we dive back into our second segment, I want to give a big thanks to our generous sponsors of this program, Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. And we are continuing a very meaningful conversation with the St. Lucie Auxiliary's service organization, which supports the visually impaired in our community while we foster the girls in our Catholic schools and community to use their time, their talent, and their treasure to get involved. And some of the big fundraisers for the services that support the Medallion Ball and for Bishop Zubik to get involved with the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh and in St. Lucie. So I want to bring in Kate Leland. Kate is from Oakland Catholic High School in Oakland, and Ella Whalen from Bishop Canavan High School over in the Greentree, Crofton area. Kate, let's begin with you. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, so I am a senior at Oakland Catholic, as you said, and I really love having opportunities to integrate myself into my faith. I participate in mission trips, and I serve at the Red Door Homeless Shelter. Mm. I tutor. I'm a part of National Honor Society, and I also recently just started a new science club at my high school where young women can get involved in different health opportunities around Pittsburgh. We're doing a Christmas fundraiser where we're going to be making ornaments and donating them to different hospitals around Pittsburgh.
That's great. Good.
Yeah.
So you're coming into the home stretch of the fall semester coming up, and then when you come back after the holidays, you'll be in your final semester at
Yes.
Wow. And sounds like you're very involved.
Yes.
That's great. Good.
Thank you.
Ella, tell us a little bit about yourself from Bishop Canavan.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having us, Father Tom. Mm-hmm. It's such an honor to be able to talk about this wonderful organization. My name's Ella Whalen. I'm a senior at Bishop Canavan. I'm part of Resurrection Parish, but I do a lot with St. Michael the Archangel Youth Group and with their parish activities. I am a captain of the volleyball team, a member of National Honor Society, and I also am part of the mission trips that St. Michael the Archangel does. I am part of the Red Door Pittsburgh. I volunteer there often. And also with St. Winifred's Food Pantry. I just like really having all these opportunities to be in so many volunteer work places has really just instilled in me a love for service, which I really intend to continue throughout the rest of my life with a career in obstetrics, but also hopefully medical mission work.
Wow, you both of you really have done tremendous jobs in your high school careers. And so, Kate, tell me a little bit about your experience with the St. Lucie's Auxiliary these last several years.
Yes. So I have always known that my mom was a Medallion girl, as was my aunts, and it's just a really big part of my family. But I recently learned that both of my great-grandmothers were the founding chairs of the ball, which was really special for me to hear because I really value the opportunity to continue the traditional aspects of this ball through me and kind of showing attribution to my family and those who have passed before me.
So it's in your blood too with your
yeah.
family and all the past histories. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Ella? Your experience these last several years.
Yeah, personally, I don't have anyone in my family that was part of the Medallion Ball. So this is definitely a new tradition that I'm looking to start, especially with my 3-week-old baby sister. So I just hope she can be a part of it too. But it really is. It's such an honor to be around so many like wonderful girls who are doing so many wonderful things with their lives at such a young age, like in seniors in high school. It's a tradition I hope to carry on for the rest of my life.
Now, you also received a very prestigious award from the St. Lucie's Auxiliary, the St. Joan of Arc Medallion. What is this award in your own words, and what does it mean for you?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Mm-hmm. St. Joan of Arc, I mean, it was such an honor and a blessing to be able to receive that from Bishop Walter Scheid himself. St. Joan of Arc is just such a model of faith to me. I mean, I think to so many other young girls with her bravery and just her determination. How many times in the Bible does it tell us, do not be afraid? I just think that is really something that I've just carried with me. And also, again, just being able to work with so many young girls, it's really inspiring, I think. It's so nice to see how we're carrying out God's work.
Now, both of you, as you're both seniors and you're coming into the home stretch of your high school career, for the girls that are listening this morning on our program and also to the moms and the grandmas, what type of advice, and I'll ask both of you this question, what type of advice would you give to our listeners who are maybe just starting to think about their Catholic high school upbringing and their high school career to get involved and volunteer? We'll start with you.
I would say don't take it for granted, because I feel like in high school we're given so many different opportunities to carry out our faith through service. And I feel like later in life, it gets a little bit more difficult to find those different programs where you can really show Jesus's love for us through work, through other people. But I feel like in high school, there's so many different opportunities for that. So just like look around and keep your eyes open, because whether it's through school or through family or your parish, there's just so many different places where you can lend out a helping hand.
Just to do something, right?
Yeah.
How about you?
Yeah, high school is absolutely a time of many changes. So I think that for women especially, we have just this model of Mary, our mother, and just like looking to her and seeing kind of what would Mary do in different situations, but just really looking to her and like her humility and her to Jesus through her, always giving of herself that selflessness. I really just look towards her, and I would encourage everyone else to.
We just celebrated the Holy Day, the Immaculate Conception, last Friday, and we're coming up on the third Sunday of Advent this weekend, Gaudete Sunday, Joyful Sunday. So we're coming into the home stretch of the Advent season, of course, the birth of our Lord, and then New Year's Day, Mary, Mother of God. Mary always said yes to God. So both of you are definitely shining examples of volunteerism and your love for your faith and your community, your parish, your schools, and to serve. And St. Lucie's Auxiliary really really shows that there are wonderful volunteer opportunities out there making a difference. And for all the moms and the grandmas out there and all the girls making that wonderful difference, some final thoughts for both of you. What are you looking forward to for Christmas and New Year's?
I'm so excited for Christmas. I feel like this year I'm recently coming back from Kairos mission trip, and I feel so great going into this Christmas season knowing that I've dedicated 4 days to Jesus. Awesome. And now I get to go into this Christmas season knowing that I have spent 4 days with him and I'm ready to celebrate the birth.
That's great. Good.
I'm just so excited to spend time with my family. Mm-hmm. We have so many different Christmas traditions that I'm really looking to carry on. But also, I feel like Christmas every year takes on a new meaning for me. I think I discover more deeply Jesus' birth and what that can really teach me in my life and who he is. I'm just really excited to see the fruits of that.
Enjoy time with your family, too. Good. Rador, I want to ask you, just how do people, how would they get involved with this organization?
I'm going to highlight 5 ways. Okay. 1, please pray for us. Pray for our leadership, the young women in the program, and those we serve, that we continue to make good choices and take every opportunity to share God's love with others. 2, if you're a 501c3 organization looking for volunteers, reach out. Maybe we can have a pop-up volunteer day with you. 3, if you're looking to give of your treasure, please visit our website at stlucysauxiliary.org. If you want to become a member of St. Lucie's, please also visit our website. Your membership fee is what allows our organization, run by volunteers, to create a program that reaches across our community, encourages a lifetime of volunteering while supporting those who are visually impaired. And finally, if your daughter, niece, or special young lady in your family want to join the Junior Medallion program, Visit our website on May 1st when registration opens. I think we can all agree, smiles shared by our youth spread joy. St. Lucie's is a place where mothers and daughters are servant leaders dedicated to helping others by giving of themselves. We appreciate the support of Pittsburgh for the past 60 years, especially their prayers.
That's incredible, Rodora. Thanks. Michelle, you always get the last word. Give you 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Okay, I'll move quickly here. I want to speak for the people that benefit from the work that is done by St. Lucie's, and I can speak from that personally, which God often blesses us with that opportunity to be able to give our personal experiences. My son, grandson, Wyatt, who is 3 years old, is visually impaired. And so the work that you do has special meaning to me, and I'm sure it does for thousands of people out there that, or and the people that may be listening to this broadcast. So I thank you from the bottom of my heart.
And we'll be back here on KDK Radio. This week in our Plus segment, we are featuring the third Sunday of Advent. We're lighting the third in the pink candle in our Advent wreath at our church or at home this morning. The third Sunday of Advent is called Rejoice Sunday or Gaudete Sunday because we're at halftime. We're halfway through the season as we prepare for the birth of the Lord. And as we light the pink candle, of course, Advent is about watching and waiting and preparing for the coming of the Lord. And we always focus in sacred scripture during the Advent season on the cousin of Jesus, that's John the Baptist. We heard from him last week, and we also hear from him this week. And John always points the way to Christ. He says, I must decrease, Christ must increase. And the cousin of Jesus doesn't portray him, but always his cousin as the light of the world. So the Advent is about thinking about our own preparedness to receive God's word and the calling of our hearts. And as we heard about the St. Lucie's Auxiliary Guild and the tremendous gifts that they bring to our diocese and to our world with the blind and vision resources, bringing the light of Christ shining upon us, especially this holiday season. So we celebrate Gaudete Sunday or Rejoice Sunday, this third Sunday of Advent, as we continue moving forward in this holiday season. And thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke. And I want to thank Sam and Judy Spanos and the Diocese of Pittsburgh.